lot of the conversation really wasn't interesting.
Well, maybe.
I mean, we were just chatting. Talking about menu items, I don't think would be particularly interesting to a podcast
listener. People might like to hear the personal thing. Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe it's just as interesting as what we just spent 45 or 30 minutes talking about.
It's true, but here we are, and this is us.
And I want to thank Big Fatty for mentioning us on his show this morning, his little shoe.
And saying we need to put something up. So here it is.
Saying we're the enormous boys in their podcast.
Yep. Here's what you get.
Yep. I guess. Here's what you get, Big Fatty. You're going to take it just like we say.
Take it.
Take it.
And like it. You know you like it.
I don't even know what to say with that one.
Are you speechless?
I'm blushing.
Nice. Wow.
So we keep that in? We don't edit that?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
No editing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Talking about Big Fatty, I don't think it would be particularly interesting to a podcast listener.
People might like to hear it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4634, BFO for Thursday. The 13th of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we got more entries in the contest, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, Fortnite's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Fortnite's Big Fatty, you and those $2 words. Y'all, your Fortnite is today because, y'all, it's a Fortnite until we get to Old Tom Turkey Day. And, you know, that's when we'll see the Macy's and Gimbel's Crema Parade with the giant old gal balloon coming down Fifth Avenue. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, right by Ross Dress for Less. And then there'll be sports ball. And, yes, Big Fatty, tryptophan. And your colon will, it won't be happy with you. No, it won't. But that's okay, because it only comes... gluttony only comes one day a year. Since when, Big Fatty?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Not the kind that we oftentimes celebrate, but y'all, something on this day years ago happened, and we're all better people for it. Yes, Big Fatty, especially Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. On this day many years ago, I don't remember how many, but it was after the last Pride 48 in New Orleans. Y'all, on this day, it was the debut of the enormous little show. Big Fatty, we love the enormous little show. We do indeed. And y'all, that Holly and Casey, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, they've been to Pride 48 in, Casey came to the very first Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Harley came in New Orleans, and they've both come to the Villa.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've got more entries into the Win Bacon's Money contest. Y'all, let's just go over here and see if I can find them. I don't think that's one. Who is that one from? Yes. Never mind. All right, the next one, that was Turnip Head there, and then Nessa gave us hers. And y'all, Big Fatty, you're really not prepared, are you? No, Brendan. Brendan, who suggested the recap of the early year shows, he has come up with names. He says, my idea for the Mechanicals is Mechanical Gale and Mechanical King. The Mechanicals, Gale and King. At the risk of invoking the old girl, I think y'all need to tell Al to reduce the praise and increase the snark. They could be mistaken for Sicko and Fant at this rate. Perhaps something for the tech section to deal with. I also like the Howard and Eunice suggestion. Well, Brendan, thank you so much. And y'all, Moose P has got his suggestions here. And he says, okay, been thinking about your Al robots and possible names. Only female robot I can think of is Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. When I was a kid, I wanted a sassy robot like Rosie to clean my room. Oh, good times. And there are a bunch of male robots, but the one that seems most eloquent is C-3PO. And let's face it, your male robot is a pretty good talker. So those are my entries, Rosie and C-3PO. Well, Moose, thank you so much for that. And y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal, you know, he's the patron saint of the BFO. He says, of course, the male robot needs to be named Larry, but the female character is the debatable issue. I suggest Sophia or Dorothy in honor of our love for the Golden Girls. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Tim Kumal. And y'all, those are the latest entries into the contest to win Bacon's money. Y'all, you can send an e-letter, a voice letter. You can post something over there at the BFO. And y'all, it has to be in by midnight on Tom Turkey Day. Yes, Big Betty, you just said that's just 2 weeks away. It's true. Music is perfect for the Christmas season. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I'd told you I'd had my Medicare, health screening. My doctor put in for refills on all of my medications. Yes, because thank hydrogen. Y'all, then I headed over to the Pages Okra Grill. You know, Casey and Holly have been to that. Yes, Big Fatty. Casey had wished he had gotten the fried pork chop. It's true. But y'all and many of you who have been to Charleston have probably enjoyed the Page's Okra Grill. But y'all, I met our lady friend from Shady Pines. We met there for supper. And y'all, it was something I hadn't seen on the on the menu before, but y'all, it was prime rib, and you know, Big Fatty loves this big old slab of meat. Yes, Big Fatty, and prime rib, too, and so y'all, that came with two side dishes, and I chose the macaroni and cheese and the green beans. Y'all, they make the best Southern-style green beans. Y'all, they're lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so had a nice visit and a wonderful meal. Y'all brought half the prime rib home. Yes, Big Betty. Old people always have leftovers. It's true. And y'all got home just in time to see the CBS Evening News. I'm continuing to watch it until that John Dickerson leaves the program. I don't, you know, it's coming up. It'll be in the by the end of this year. So once that happens, see you later, big eye. And y'all, it's just sad to see what's going on over there at the CBS. And anyway, then y'all, I caught up on the Monday night. I guess it was Monday night. Yeah, Monday night's Jeopardy. I don't know what I was doing Monday night, but I didn't see the Jeopardy, so I watched that, and then I watched the two, I say, Tuesday night, live. And y'all, then after that, y'all, it was time for the dancing. And y'all, they were celebrating the 20th anniversary of the show, and y'all, they started the show with a clip from the very first opening of season number one, and y'all, it looked like it was done in a small little studio, and y'all, they had the three judges sitting at this little desk together, and it was Carrie Ann Inaba and Lynn Goodman.
I didn't like it.
And Bruno Torleone or Tortellini, and y'all, and the audience, it looked like they had set up folding chairs for the audience to sit in, and y'all, there were only six pros on that first season, so I guess there were only six celebrities, and y'all, they had all six of the original pros back on the show on Tuesday night, and y'all, it was a great show, cause y'all, for the first time this season, we heard this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann Inaba.
They had that Tom Bergeron, who was the original host on The Dancing. He was a guest judge, and I think he absolutely had a ball. And y'all, there were seven couples left. Next week, Tuesday, are the semifinals. So there are only two more weeks left of The Dancing. And y'all, of the seven couples, four couples got perfect scores, and y'all, they every time they get a perfect score, they'd shoot the confetti cannon, and Bruno, it was just like, it just set him off. He was just like, get to this confetti off of me, y'all, it was just such a good show. And y'all, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know who went home, that Andy Richter, you know, he's been a fan favorite, but his time finally ran out. And but I think, as he said leaving, that regardless of not making it to the semifinals, he feels like he was the winner this season. And, you know, that's the way to do it. Y'all, after the, and I got to say, I only watched the first half of it because, y'all, I was tired. And, you know, it was going to be cold again on Tuesday night. So, y'all, I had the electric camisole all fired up and everything. Y'all, slept like a baby, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. Got up on hump day morning. Y'all, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Had a leftover biscuit toast for my brofkas from Paige's. And y'all, you know, biscuit toast is just so good. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back, and then I was off I was off to get Earl Grey washed and then to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. As I do on hump day, I headed to the Von's East. Y'all of the Nip did not go with me. Turning sexy, I guess, kept him in the bed. I picked up a butterball, turkey roast, turkey breast roast. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the wheat thins, not the wheat thins, the Triscuits. Buy two, get one free, so I got three of those. Y'all, they had the Tillamook butter. Buy one, get one free, so I got a pound of that. Y'all got a tub of the Philadelphia cream cheese strawberry flavor. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses. Big Fatty, of course, got a couple of those. Lurie Warbucks. Y'all picked up a couple of bags of the solid. They're going to have a deconstructed wedge solid on for right. Y'all, they had some more of those bakery gay crema cookeries. They were marked down to half price, but y'all, it rang up at full price, and I brought it to the lady's attention. She says, "Well, it's the Von's East promise. If it rings up different than the store, then the advertised price, you get it for free." So y'all, I got those for free. Y'all, they had a chicken tender submarine sandwich. It was on sale, and then if you bought a whole submarine sandwich, they gave you an additional $2 off. So y'all, a $12 sandwich cost me like $6. So I got that. I'll have that for my lunch later today. Y'all, they had the stovetop stuffing mix on sale. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had I've gotten these before. It was the peach-flavored hot wings. They were on sale, so I got another package of those. Got a couple of cans of seasoned green beans. Y'all had a little sliced honey ham on sale. I got that. I'm going to make a little ham solid with that. And y'all, they had that good horseradish cheddar cheese on sale. Big Fatty, you and the damn cheese. They were on sale. Y'all, I spent $93 and I saved $43.26. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I came home and put my items in the larder and made some cheese cookeries and watched the dancing. And y'all, that's pretty much been. Oh, dear Gussie, that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Let's see. Don't know what else to say for today. Y'all, oh, no, we're going to the wine dinner. Going to the wine dinner here in just a few hours. And we will. And I told the Nip that I would drive. Yes, Big Freddy, he'll be shit-faced. Probably so. But at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those enormous boys. You know, they'll be sending me a picture of their crema trees here pretty soon. And Holly, is there anything that is really quite obvious to folks?
Talking about Big Fatty, I don't think it would be particularly interesting to a podcast listener.
People might like to hear it.
Oh, no, I probably not. I would take the spread on that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.